Welcome to the show. I want to introduce Amitabh Jain, the creator, organizer, and developer of Pickleball Minds Conference Series. This conference is designed to be a pure business-to-business event that helps companies, professional creators, developers, and investors discover where pickleball is going. And 2024, welcome to the future of pickleball, Amitabh. Show, I want to talk to you about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those who want a more competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. I've got a Selkirk net myself, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. It's all about playing on your terms wherever you want. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of this show. All right, let's jump into it.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks to you and thanks to Selkirk TV.
Good. Well, I've really looked forward to this. I think our guests are, or our viewers are going to really get a kick out of what you're working on and what you're trying to develop that really will be global. But first, why don't you give me a little bit of an idea as to how you got into pickleball? Where did you come into this game?
Okay. So it's the story would probably sound like many others. So I started playing pickleball early 2022. And like many others, got hooked onto it, got addicted to it, got smitten by it, whatever we want to call it. And since the time I started playing pickleball, I have actually not touched some of the other sports that I was so passionate about. So I used to be a badminton player, but I've not touched my badminton racket since I started playing pickleball.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now, you come from a pretty extensive education, engineering, IT background, which I normally don't get into with a lot of people, but it really is germane to how you got to where you're going. When did you begin to see pickleball as something that you thought had a business investment strategy that might be involved?
Yeah. So after I started playing pickleball, after a few weeks or months, what I'd noticed was that people were lining up to play pickleball. And one part was they were lining up. The other part was every time they played a game, came out of it, everybody had a glowing face or a happy face. So I remembered something that I saw in the movie, The Founder. Have you seen that movie, The Founder, which is based on the McDonald's Ray Kroc?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of that movie, the real Ray Kroc, there's a voiceover from him. And what he said was that the first time he looked or he went to the McDonald's store, what he saw was line of people and happy faces. And that put a thought in him that where there is a line of people and happy faces, there is a business to be made. And that's how we grew McDonald's from where it was to what it is today. And a similar thought came to my mind as well when I started looking at the lines everywhere, irrespective of the time of the day, the demographics of people, age group, gender, skill. There are people just lining up. And the other part was every time they were very happy to play. And whenever they came out, they had a glowing face. That's how I thought, okay, there's a business to be made here. And I started working on something in the background.
You know, and that really is interesting. And that really brings us to what intrigued me about getting you on the show. I really wanted to kind of get your thoughts and ideas of, tell us initially, without great depth, because we'll get into it later, but what's the framework or the idea that you've got behind the Pickleball Minds Conference Series?
Okay, so Pickleball Minds Conference Series is a B2B industry forum for pickleball stakeholders, anybody who's associated with pickleball ecosystem. So I've been involved in a few startups in my past life, and I've worked in large corporations as well, and I've attended a few industry conferences and business conferences. So when I started thinking about a business plan related to pickleball, I thought there's an opportunity to design a forum which will bring in the best minds in the industry together in a business setting, and they'll be able to collaborate, partner, help each other, learn from each other, mm-hmm. and in the process, everybody in the industry will grow. So that was the root of the basic thought that came to my mind, and that is how Pickleball Minds was designed.
That's terrific. Now, one of the things that you do on your website is you describe this as your byline, effectively, is the Davos of pickleball. Explain that a little bit.
All right. So there's nothing more prestigious and elite like World Economic Forum. And whenever anybody thinks about World Economic Forum, Davos instantly kicks into their mind, right? So that's the kind of brand recall that the word Davos has with respect to World Economic Forum. My aspiration is to create something similar in terms of a brand recall, that whenever anybody thinks about a prestigious elite business industry conference in pickleball, the first thing that should come to their mind should be Pickleball Minds. And that's why the byline, Davos of Pickleball.
Very nice. I really like that, because I think you're exactly right. The idea of really trying to work towards bringing the real talent for where the sport is going. I mean, one of the things we really focus on with this show is where pickleball is going and who's going to take it there. I love the idea of sometimes maybe they're not the most pickleball specific people, but they're business people that are understanding the opportunities. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we talk about the pickleball ecosystem, the investors, whether they are active or passive investors, are definitely the critical part in the ecosystem.
That's so true. I see in all of the traveling that I do and all of the people that I meet where infrastructure and facility development is really going to be key to enabling pickleball to keep going. It all has to be deeply, deeply involved in the investor class. You know, expand on that a little bit. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I believe you've got a couple of pretty prestigious people in the investor world that are going to be at the event. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's one of the ideas, Paul, and that's one of the reasons why we kept the first one, the inaugural version of Pickleball Minds, in Princeton, which is not too far from New York City as well, wherein one of the panels that we would be having would be specifically focused on the investment and the business models in the pickleball industry. And that is the panel where we'll be getting some people who will have a very strong background in terms of the kind of investments they've already done or thinking of doing in the industry.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, because that really is going to be a key element that we have to have going on. You know, when I was looking at your bio and realizing you're an MBA, you come from a deep engineering background, you've been in the IT segment of the world, guide us a little bit how those components of your background have come together to bring you to where we are today.
Yeah, so and in a way, Paul, you can call my career as a checkered career as well, because there's so many different things I've done. I've lived in 6 different cities. I've worked in different industries. I'm an engineer and an MBA. Have had a couple of startups. Have worked with large corporations. So it's kind of sometimes people also think that maybe there's a jack of all trades in this person. And I think that makes me puts me in a good situation or a good position to actually design something for an industry that is still evolving, taking the best of the learnings that I have seen in different environments, in different places, different industries, and put that together and try to give it a structure that will help get the concerted efforts of the people associated with the industry to create something that will help the industry. That's how I'm trying to use my learnings to create this.
And from the time I met you, that was what really impressed me and what really brought me to want you to be on the show is I think it's people like yourself that really come from an experience level in the macro scale. the idea of so much of pickleball has grown from small, quaint, cute, novel approaches that people have done in their local area or their local parks. We're way beyond that now, and the future really has to be with people who have the big picture in mind. You know, on that order, it probably would make sense. Can you give us a little bit of an idea for our guests as to what people who will attend the Pickleball Minds conference in New Jersey, what will they see in terms of panelists? Who will they be viewing when they come to the event?
Yeah. So first of all, Paul, I would like to thank you to agree to become the master of ceremonies for the event. So it's a pleasure
looking forward to it.
A person with your background, so much of knowledge and experience in the industry, would be really great to have as the master of ceremonies. So apart from that, we have planned for 5 different panels. As I said, one of the panels will be focusing on the business models and the investment models. The other panels would be related to standards, globalization, emerging business models, product-related stuff, ancillary services. So what we have gathered together, there will be about 20 speakers, very esteemed, distinguished speakers from the who have a very good background in the different aspects of the industry, who will be present and talking about their perspective, their learnings from the industry. And it's not just the 20 speakers that we'll have on the stage in the panels, but the idea of having a group of people, a couple of hundred people in the room, and getting all minds together to deliberate, collaborate, is what is going to really help and benefit the people who will be there in the room.
I think that's terrific. When from the time we met, I'll just tell you all out there, when I met AJ through the Pickleball Network, which obviously I meet a lot of different people, I was really impressed with that. I've been in numerous high-profile industry conferences in my working life, and I know that the networking, the connections that are made at those kind of things are just absolutely invaluable. I want to do everything I can to help, you know, make that thing really go for you. One of the things that was interesting and unique to me when we started talking and you were telling me about what your plan is really what this global aspect. This is a series of conferences that you're planning, not a conference, which often is the case. Guide me a little bit as to how that came about. How did that become informed by your past?
Yeah, so pickleball has definitely grown a lot in the US and the Americas. And it is booming in the East, and the pace at which it is booming in the East is it's exciting to see the kind of growth that is happening. So when I started envisaging Pickleball Minds, the design of the forum and how should it be done, where it should be done, I figured that it'll be important to do it in multiple locations across the world so that we can get the global forces or synergize the global forces in the industry because the sport will grow for sure because of its inherent characteristics. However, we have to put in some concerted effort so that there are synergies which will facilitate the growth in a manner that it should happen across the world. And that was the reason why I thought that there should be multiple locations and multiple forums with the same kind of an objective, same kind of an structure, but at least addressing different global markets. And that's how I thought about the India, Dubai, a couple of others conferences in the US, and sometime in the future in Europe as well.
Oh, very nice. You know, you mentioned some of the hallmarks of what has made pickleball successful in the United States, which the joyousness of it, the community, the camaraderie that comes out of it. Do those characteristics translate globally?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As in, if you think about it, where can a 70-year-old play with a 40-year-old, play with a 10-year-old, irrespective of gender, skill level, for 1 to 2 hours at any point in time and having fun out of it and getting a healthy exercise out of it, where else will you get that? So I think it appeals to the global folks.
That's terrific. In the idea of having this inaugural event being in New Jersey in May, and viewers, you'll get all the details of this before we get done and access to the website and things like that. But as you're doing this, what would you say is your elevator pitch on why someone should come? What will they get as a spectator or as a participant out of coming to the conference in New Jersey?
Yeah. So I'll take a step back again, Paul. As I said, the idea here is to get the finest minds in the industry in a room, not distracted by anything else. There's not an expo, this is not a trade show, and there will not be any pickleball courts around it, by the way. So it is all about getting the minds of people together so that they can collaborate, partner, learn, and have a positive impact in terms of the top line or the bottom line in their businesses, whether they have already started in it or are thinking of starting a business in pickleball. This is where they should be able to see the value that will help them grow their businesses. If they are going to spend a day of their life here, there should mm-hmm. be something that they should be able to achieve out of it. And it's networking is one part of it, but at the same time, some answers to their questions that they might have in their minds. I'm hoping that those will be answered during the day.
Very nice. Very nice. The characteristic of all of the business conferences that I've ever been at, I always went into them with some level of expectation, of a hope that I was going to meet the right person, find out ideas. What would your thinking be in terms of the expectation someone would walk away from the conference with?
So, and I'll take a cue from my previous answer, Paul, right? They will be spending a day of their life here. They should be able to get the learnings. Suppose if somebody is thinking about a business in a particular aspect in the ecosystem, let's say in the products aspect, they might be thinking about some supply chain questions. They might be thinking about some standardization. We have people who can get them or answer their questions on standardization. What is it that they should keep in mind when they are designing a product? So this is just one aspect of the ecosystem. There will be people who are thinking of making careers in pickleball, individuals, professional services. Those kind of people should be able to figure out where can they get or increase their association and awareness and the business or the revenue flow for them. So the respective people in the ecosystem should be able to get answers to some of the questions that they may have. In the process, they might also be able to create partnerships with some people who may sure. have something similar going on.
And then with the 20 panelists, and people will see who this list of pretty impressive people that are the panelists, what is their goal and objective of being a panelist in an event like the Pickleball Minds Conference?
Yeah. So each of the speakers in the forum is an expert, an industry expert, and they all come or bring something unique to the table. They are like the torchbearers. And by being present at the forum and addressing the audience, of course, they are going to enhance their own visibility and thought leadership. Right now, we are talking about a regional conference, but this is going to grow into a global conference. And each of these people should be able to position themselves as the industry leader or the thought leader that a lot of people in the industry would look up to.
Cool. Now, the I've had a number of people from the advertising that's been out, the announcements of this and things that I've seen on LinkedIn. I've had a number of inquiries about, is this going to be broadcast live or is it going to be available after the conference? Will there be any capture of the content of this?
Yeah. So the conference will be recorded for sure. However, it will not be live streamed. We'll be recording it and we'll be broadcasting it in smaller pieces later.
Very nice. And then it is, as we look at this, the idea of conferences and being able to, see things after the fact, you're gearing this where the in-person experience is really the optimal, the premier event.
Absolutely.
Let's see. There's a couple of other things that I've got here that I wanted to discuss with you. When you were thinking about this and thinking you're obviously a native Indian, is that correct?
That is right.
And so So with things that are going on globally, you've got to have a little different perspective than an awful lot of the natural leaders that have come out of the typical American or Canadian background. How do you think that will affect your ability to expand worldwide?
Yeah, so I think that helps having a perspective from different cultures. So I grew up in India, but have been settled in the United States for some time now. So the perspectives, and then I have also traveled a lot during my career to different continents, different countries. I think having those perspectives, having those thoughts in terms of what different cultures may be looking for and how it can be embedded into different regions does help. So I think I do, it does help me to think globally when I think about anything that I'm trying to do in the pickleball industry.
And on the global side of the things that you've done, you just recently came back from Africa and you attended the African Games. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, and I'm very happy to talk about it. I'm glad that you brought that up, Paul. So, African Games are like the continental games, which are like mini Olympics that happen every once in 4 years, like Olympics. And a lot of games that are played in these continental games are like qualifiers for Olympics for a lot of nations. Now, this year, the African Games happened in Accra, Ghana. And this was the first time when pickleball was included as a demonstration sport. So that's a big step towards making pickleball an Olympic sport. It was still not a regular sport, but having a position, having gotten included as a demonstration sport was in itself was a big feat. And I was it was my honor that I was part of the core team that was on ground zero conducting these games, which happened last week.
Yeah, I saw on a lot of the different Facebook feeds and social media feeds that you were being interviewed and talked to in a lot of different aspects. That had to be very cool to be in Africa for that. You know, it really struck me with the African Games being the first legitimate connection to the International Olympic Organization through demonstration games. How did that happen in Africa? First, yeah. How did that come about?
Yeah, I would say kudos to the Confederation of African Pickleball. The president of Confederation of African Pickleball, which is called CAP, Dr. Akufo, he's the president. His efforts, his team with Baba Tunde, Collins, then Ron Ponder from Global Pickleball Federation, and then Roger, these were the core people who really worked very hard in the last 8-9 months to actually get this qualified and included in the games. So there was a significant amount of work that these folks did in the last few months to get it qualified, and not just the qualification part, the planning and the execution of the event for 5 days. There were 9 nations that participated over 5 days. All types of games happened, singles, mixed doubles, doubles, everything. It was the planning and execution was just impeccable. I was so impressed to see and witness what was going on. I would say the history was in making, right? This is the first ever pickleball demonstration tournament in the world. So everybody who is associated with this, I'm sure, would be proud of it. I am very proud of it.
Well, it's just thrilling to imagine. We've heard a lot about things going on in Asia and South Asia. We're hearing about Europe, rocking and rolling, South America and Central America. But when Africa jumps into the scene, things change. With your goals and objectives globally in terms of your conference, what do you think the future of pickleball will be globally?
One, I think it'll definitely be an Olympic sport sometime in the future. Sooner than later, I think it'll be inducted faster than a lot of other sports have been inducted in. Number two, I think it's going to be another tennis. It's going to be another golf. And I'll not be surprised if it'll be bigger than both of them combined.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I'm really looking forward to to being there and helping however I can at the conference in New Jersey on May 3rd. Would you, in a perfect world, as things are growing and evolving in the future, let's leak out 3 to 5 years, what do you see happening? What do you think will happen, or what do you hope will happen?
So that's an interesting question, Paul, because what I believe, whatever I am able to think of happening in 3 to 5 years is actually going to happen within 2 years. So whatever I can imagine, I think it's going to grow faster. The hockey stick curve of this sport is going to be much steeper than I think anybody's imagination. So I think it's going to grow a lot. It would be one of the most played and enjoyed game in the world.
You know, I think what we need to do now is you need to let people know how can they find out how to attend the Pickleball Minds Conference in New Jersey, and website information, those kind of things will be helpful for people.
Yes. So the website for the forum is called pickleballminds.com. So pickleballminds with an S.com. And on the front page itself, it has got all the details of the forum and the registration button. So people will be able to see and review. And there's an opportunity for them to contact us or schedule a call with us as well if they have any questions.
I think that is really exciting. Amitabh, I am so pleased that you joined us today on the show. This is great. These are the kinds of things that we're trying to find and discover and expose to the pickleball world as to things that are happening, that are going to make things change, that are going to cause the game to continue to grow and evolve. I can't wait to see where this goes. I look forward to seeing you, Amitabh, May 3rd in Princeton, New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining the Future of Pickleball show today.
Thank you, Paul. I'm looking forward to you being here, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people during the forum. The pleasure is all mine. Let's make and grow the sport bigger and bigger.